Good afternoon. Can you hear me? I'm Dr. Aida Mortari-Monsat from the Autonomous University of Barcelona. I represent the Josep Irla Foundation, and I'm going to talk about the risks, the polarization risks in social networks. In the current context, social networks and digital means have made it possible to democratize social discourse. They have allowed for free access to information, and their users can also send out messages. This makes it possible for citizens to have a voice in the public debate. However, there are risks. Bubble filters or echo chambers can cause fewer interactions between various different or opposite viewpoints. The consequence of this is that citizens have a more limited, narrow viewpoint of the world and have fewer spaces and opportunities for constructive debate. In addition, they may be less prepared to accept different opinions from theirs without being aware of this. Algorithms are not transparent and show content. Behind this, there are interests of large corporations which wish to create and maintain a healthy media and social space. In addition, comments which contribute to polarization use vocabulary which may incite hatred, and this might have more of an impact over social networks. These factors affect our public sphere, which is increasingly digital, and can mean that society has less dialogue. At the same time, hate speech are finding new areas to grow and to expand. Therefore, there is a danger caused by these phenomena. I would point out the path towards a backsliding in rights and liberties, which cause a dynamic in communication. This has a negative effect on minorities when conflict become more polarized and there is less understanding between both parties. Thank you very much.